This week on Random Casual Reviews.
Michael Keaton used this opportunity to go full Beetlejuice while playing Bruce Wayne, who sometimes moonlights as a masked vigilante in a rubber suit.
Yeah, that happens. Stay tuned. Hello, everyone out there in my random casual family. My name is Rodney, and this is Random Casual Reviews, where we don't need a reason, nor do we need the expertise to just talk about the things we like. That's right, you can review things too. First of all, if you're watching one of our videos for the very first time, I would like to say thank you. Thank you very much. Also, I would like to remind you that this episode of Random Casual Reviews, along with every episode of Random Casual Reviews, is available as a podcast. That's right, we're available on Anchor, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Spotify. So, if you like the audio content, but you don't want to see my constantly bearded face, just search Random Casual Reviews in your favorite podcast place. Also, if you're only listening to this as a podcast, I would like to remind you, my Random Casual Podcast family, this episode of Random Casual Reviews is also a video that you can find on YouTube. So if you do want to see my constantly bearded face, just search Random Casual Reviews over on YouTube. Alright, let's get started. So on last week's episode of Random Casual Reviews, I did a list of five of my favorite animated iterations of Batman. In the intro of that video, I said I might do a listing of five of my favorite live-action iterations of Batman. And just like buying your wife a vacuum for Christmas, it really hadn't been thought all the way through.
What do you mean, Rodney?
What I mean is that I honestly couldn't find five separate live-action iterations of Batman that I liked enough to just toss on a list of five favorite live-action iterations of Batman.
Whoa. Stop the violence. Stop the violence.
All right. Don't take my nerd card away from me. I still maintain my subscription to Crunchyroll, so I'm still in there.
Nerd alert!
Anyway, because of all this, I'm actually doing my very first ranking list. That's right, ladies and gents. This is a ranking of my five favorite live-action Batman movies. Let's get into it. And here's a little spoiler for the list coming ahead here. It is five different movies, but it's only three different Batman.
Should it be Batmans?
Without further ado, here's number five. My number five pick is Batman Begins from 2005. Prior to 2005, the last Batman live-action movie that came out was 1997's Batman and Robin.
There's something about an anatomically correct rubber suit that puts fire in a girl's lips.
Why are all the gorgeous ones homicidal maniacs?
I know what you might be thinking. I had to look into it, but apparently 1997's Batman and Robin wasn't a cartoon. There were actual people in those rubber suits. Anyway, after that was all done, somebody had to get the Batman franchise back on track. So, Warner Brothers handed the keys over to Christopher Nolan, and thank goodness for that. Watching this movie again, I don't think Christopher Nolan was trying to make Batman gritty, per se. I really think he was just trying to make Batman kind of realistic. And listen, my random casual family, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I'm just in love with this movie, because
I'm not. As a matter of fact, as I start to think of every iteration of Batman I've ever seen, I start to get the idea that making a Batman movie, it's a lot like making microwave popcorn. All you gotta do is just not mess it up. So, good on you, Christopher Nolan, for not messing it up. Number 4. My number 4 pick is The Dark Knight. And you know what? This might be the second time during this video in which I've put my nerd credentials in jeopardy. Look, I'm not saying it's a bad movie. It's not. But when you watch this movie along with other Christopher Nolan movies, you start to kind of notice a trend. It's interesting ideas, a convoluted plot, pretentious dialogue, all covered by really great special effects. And what's the ultimate result in all of this? It's still a boring movie. To me, it's almost like, what if Michael Bay suddenly decided to start making intelligent movies? But it still has the really great special effects that every Michael Bay movie has. What you would get is kind of a Christopher Nolan movie. It's a smart movie. It's well made, but it's boring. In the case of The Dark Knight, you get this whole different plot thread where Batman uses his superior technology to start spying on the citizens of Gotham City. Then you get this separate plot thread where Batman goes all the way to China to extradite a mob money launderer. And you see all this and it's just like, why though? Just why? And of course, while all this is going on, you have, let me just kind of consult my notes here. Oh yeah, you still have Heath Ledger playing the best live action iteration of Joker I have ever seen. And by the way, I'm not just saying that out of mere respect for Heath Ledger's legacy, but really, think of all the Jokers. Who did it better than Heath Ledger? Why would Nolan squander that? Why? To me, what it seemed like is that Christopher Nolan was trying so hard to make Batman serious and dark that he forgot that comic books are entertainment. Movies are entertainment. Let's not boggle it down with just showing everyone how great you are as a filmmaker and showing everyone how smart you are. We get it, Christopher Nolan. You're smart. Thank you. You're a smart man. Sometimes I get the idea that Christopher Nolan is one of those men that's used to being the smartest man in the room. And maybe he is the smartest man in many rooms that he's in. But you ever notice how the smartest man in the room also lacks self-awareness? And I feel like Christopher Nolan lacks the awareness to know, you know, your movie's getting kind of boring. It takes a smart man to know when you're boring everyone else in the room. It's like when Joker said,
"Why so serious?"
He wasn't just talking to the characters in the movie. He was talking to the movie itself. He's like, dude, I'm literally standing around dressed like a clown. Let's liven this puppy up a little bit. Let's have some fun. My number 3 pick is Batman from 1989. Coming off of what I just said about Christopher Nolan squandering the use of Heath Ledger as Joker, it seems that Tim Burton did the exact opposite. He looked at his list and said, huh, I have the kooky Jack Nicholson playing the Joker? Oh yeah, I'm gonna use the heck out of that. When you watch this, it's like, it's hard to tell where Jack Nicholson ends and the Joker begins. I mean, seriously, it's like Jack Nicholson just used this as an excuse to go full Nicholson on this role. And you know what? Jack Nicholson is not the only one hamming it up in this movie.
You know what happened to this guy, Jack?
What?
made mistakes. And then he had us.
Lights out! Now you want to get nuts? Come on! Let's get nuts.
There's the famous clip everyone was looking for. Michael Keaton used this opportunity to go full Beetlejuice while playing Bruce Wayne, who sometimes moonlights as a masked vigilante in a rubber suit. And you know what? When you say all that out loud, isn't it supposed to be fun? It sure is fun, complete with a soundtrack from Prince. What is more fun than that? My number two pick. So remember when I said I'm talking about five movies but three different actors? Well, if you're playing along at home, we've already listed three movies with two different actors. That means that either my number two pick has a different actor, or my number one pick has a different actor. You know what? I suck at building suspense. My number two is Batman Returns. I've seen a lot of YouTube critics kind of drag this movie through the mud, and quite honestly, I don't understand why. I mean, did it make the classic mistake of having too many villains in one movie? Maybe. I wouldn't care if the movie had 300 villains, as long as it was done well. I thought this movie was done well, but above all that, the movie was having fun. You see, Tim Burton gets it. He gets it. Batman 1989 let Jack Nicholson be Jack Nicholson. It let Michael Keaton be Michael Keaton. And when Batman Returns, in Batman Returns, Michelle Pfeiffer actually, you know, does the whole acting thing and actually plays the role of Catwoman.
Meow.
And even though she had a really good performance, it still had time to let walkin' be walkin'.
I mean, it's not like you can just kill me.
Actually, it's a lot like that. Huh?
You know, for a second there, you really frightened me.
So yeah, Batman Returns. Returned with more fun. And what can I say? I like fun. And finally, my number one pick is The Batman from this year, 2022. This movie was everything I would have wanted a Batman movie to be. It was dark. It was moody. It was gritty. But Rodney, you just bashed the Nolan trilogy for being too dark. To that, my random casual viewer, I have to correct you. I did not bash the Nolan trilogy for being too dark. I bashed the Nolan trilogy for being boring. Like I said, movies are supposed to be entertainment. So, I ask, how do you allow a movie to be dark, moody, and gritty, and still be entertaining? Listen, I'm not a screenwriter or anything like that. And I'm sure screenwriting is hard, but what I will say is that if your character is already inherently moody, gritty, and dark, then sometimes we should focus on the bad guy who's a lot more fun. Or, in the case of the Batman, you focus on other things that he does pretty well, aside from being moody and broody. As it turns out, the Batman is a pretty good detective. You know, in a lot of ways, The Batman from 2022 is a lot like that old movie Seven that starred Morgan Freeman and Brad Pitt. Check this out. Morgan Freeman played Detective Somerset, a mild-mannered, well-seasoned detective that had seen it all and heard it all. Brad Pitt played Detective Mills, who was a young, up-and-coming hotshot that really wanted to fight crime. He became wrath incarnate. And while Seven does delve a little bit into the personal lives of our two detectives, it doesn't do that too much. It really focuses more of the effort on the unraveling murder mystery that this movie is involved in. In the case of the Batman, Jeffrey Wright's character of Jim Gordon is the seasoned veteran who is mild-mannered and has seen it all and heard it all. Of course, that leaves the Batman, Robert Pattinson's Batman, is the young up-and-coming hotshot that wants to exact vengeance against the criminal element of Gotham City. And because at this point, and because the majority of us that would shell out our money to go see yet another Batman movie in theaters has seen any iterations of Batman already, we kind of know the characters of Jim Gordon and Batman, so we don't really need to delve too much into their personal lives, which this movie really doesn't do that a whole lot. Instead, just like Seven, it focuses on the unraveling mystery here. Listen, I'm not saying the movie is perfect. It definitely has its flaws. It kind of does the whole modern comic book movie thing of trying to extend and build the universe, but also it ends on a very familiar note in which it sets up the villain for the next movie. Still, in my view, this is not really a glaring incongruity. This is just kind of what superhero movies do.
Oh, Rodney, that's just recency bias.
You know what? Maybe it is recency bias. It's still too soon to tell. We'll have to see how this Batman movie ages, but as of right now, I can tell you that this is my favorite live-action Batman movie. Alright, there you have it. Let's wrap this thing up, shall we? I tell you, I feel a little icky just having to sit here and talk about things that I don't necessarily enjoy, but I guess that's part of the job. Look at all the things I would do for you, my random casual family. So tell me, what would be your list of your five favorite live action iterations of Batman? You can rank them, or just tell me five of your favorites. Heck, tell me 12 of your favorites. I don't care. Tell me whatever you like. Comment down below, like, subscribe, and tune in next week where we will once again be talking about things we like right here on Random Casual Reviews. Thanks for watching. Have a great day.